This is Radio Boston. I'm Evan Horowitz, and once again, public attention turns to the trials of the state police. For the better part of a year now, the organization has been beset by turmoil, payroll scandals, fake overtime claims, charges of corruption, and now, reporting from WBUR has revealed that the agency sought permission to destroy documents, some dating back decades, that could be essential to future investigations. Joining me now is WBUR digital producer Ali Jarmaning. Hi, Ali.
Hello.
It's a pleasure to sit across from you.
Thanks.
So, tell me the story. What was in these records that the state police wanted to destroy?
Sure. So, the first request was made back in March of this year by the state police, and they wanted to destroy time and attendance records for 2010 and 2011, plus billing records, bank records, and 12 years worth of accounting records. So, it's a lot of stuff that might Yeah, it might be of interest to any investigator or auditor looking into the state police practices, which is happening right now. And so that was the first request. And then a month later in April, state police also petitioned to throw out recruitment and hiring records, personnel and payroll records, and calendars spanning 20 years. And then there was a third similar request in September.
So the state police and other agencies are allowed to destroy records like this, it seems.
Yeah, they are. And the state has this several hundred page document. It's very wonky. It's called the Records Retention Schedule. And it says how long all sorts of different government records need to be kept. So in some cases, it's just a year, like say for something like a meeting notice or job applications. But in other cases, for like a murder file, those need to be kept forever. So yeah, the state police could legally ask for these records to be thrown out.
But and they tried.
Yes.
But something got in the way. What stopped the process?
Yeah, so there's this slice of government that I had never heard of. It's the Records Conservation Board. It's made up of appointees from various state agencies and chaired by a lawyer from the Attorney General's office. And the board told the state police, no, you cannot destroy these records. The state police were under are under investigation, and they tabled any decision pending the ongoing audit.
And were they happy about it? I mean, what has the state police said? Well, first of all, have they said anything about why they made these requests during a time when they're under investigation?
Yeah, so the spokesman for the state police said that they were just following the rules. They were allowed to ask for these documents to be destroyed. And he said none of these documents were actually the subject of any outside investigation or audit. But at the same time, they're going to now keep past payroll records until further notice.
I mean, even though it got stopped, it still seems like it's a pretty big deal. I mean, just the fact that this request was made amidst ongoing investigations.
Yeah, you know, it's all about the timing. That first request in March to throw out attendance records, it was the day after the Boston Globe published a story about payroll records for an entire troop being kept hidden by the from the public. And the April destruction request was just 2 weeks after Governor Charlie Baker and Colonel Kerry Gilpin held a press conference announcing new reforms and investigations into what was happening at the state police.
So at the very least, it seems like kind of bad judgment in terms of timing. I mean, this is an agency that for the past year has been under intense scrutiny for charges of corruption. I mean, currently six troopers have been charged in federal court with collecting overtime for hours they didn't work. Three more lieutenants are facing charges in Suffolk County. So, Ali, what does this mean to you? How do you read this latest action?
So there's a lot we still don't know about the overtime and payroll scandals within the state police, like how many troopers were putting in these fake time cards, how far back does this practice go, how widespread was it? And you would think that destroying payroll records from as recently as 2011 would make it even harder to find that out. I talked to Greg Sullivan, who's a former state inspector general, and he works at the Pioneer Institute. It's a local think tank. And he said the records would be invaluable to answering some of those questions.
People, the investigative side, wants to know how far back the fraudulent time reporting was goes in this case. And those records would be critically important.
And this seems to follow a pattern for state police. It is an incredibly secretive agency. In fact, state police won the so-called Golden Padlock Award from one journalism group.
Golden Padlock?
Oh, yeah. The investigative reporters and editors every year gives out the Golden Padlock Award.
Beautifully named award.
State police won back in 2015, so this kind of seems to be more of the same.
So has there been comment from the governor's office, from Governor Charlie Baker?
Yeah, he spoke to reporters this morning, and he echoed what we've heard from state police, that, one, the requests fit state protocols when it comes to throwing out records, but he added that they shouldn't be throwing out records right now.
based on all the existing protocols, what the state police proposed to do fit within those protocols. But the simple truth of the matter is they shouldn't be destroying any payroll records, and they won't be.
And, of course, it is campaign season, so Democratic candidate for Governor Jay Gonzalez also commented on all this today. He said he had some strong words about the way the whole scandal has been handled.
The colonel should be fired. The secretary of public safety should be fired. The governor should appoint someone to lead his state police who's going to root out corruption, someone from the outside who's got credibility.
Gonzalez is calling the request to destroy the documents an attempted cover-up, but in this case, it looks like the board did what it's supposed to do. It stopped potentially important documents from being destroyed.
Those are fiery words from Jay Gonzalez. Fired, fired. Anyway, that's WBUR digital producer Allie Jarmanic. Thank you, Allie, for putting up with me and for joining us.
Oh, anytime.